Judy Fermi-Moffett-Pole. Fermi-Moffett's first neighbor, so we know for our father the North Cod shop. Theresa May has done a good thing. She has set up an official investigation into the blood scandal in the UK. Now, in the 70s and 80s, many people in England were contracted HIV and hepatitis C through imported contaminated blood products. And it was mostly through transfusions or the clotting agent used by haemophiliacs. Now, we had similar scandals in Ireland. We had imported contaminated blood products which infected many haemophiliacs and people who received blood transfusions. But we also had a homegrown scandal, which was the anti-D scandal. And that was a blood product which was manufactured in-house by the Blood Transfusion Service Board, which was part of the Department of Health. And most of the women who contracted hepatitis C from that contaminated product, it happened mostly in 1977, so it's 40 years ago. So I have a book of poetry inspired by that tragedy, and I'm going to read about it now, sorry, because this is a story that never goes away. And at least in Ireland we dealt with it and we compensation was paid and all of that, whereas in England they're only getting around to doing that now. So this is this book, Fiacha Fáilte. So I'll read the English translation first and then I'll read the Irish original. This is Blood Deaths, as Julie mentioned. This was published quite recently and it's a translation of Fiacha Fáilte. The worst nightmare. There were days when you'd shove your hand into a cupboard in search of a cabbage and come upon the head of Alfredo Garcia. Others when you'd thread a needle and imagine you were darning a hole out of which the evil of the world could escape. Times when you'd press a knob on the oven and conjure the 6 million naked, shorn in the shower. But at night, the curtains drawn, the door locked and bolted, you felt safe, yourself and your care. No matter how many horror stories swam into your mind, you never imagined this nightmare. You lived in a democracy, yourself and your care, under an elected government who cherished each citizen, far from the laboratories of jack-booted men. An thrumlí is thrimma. Léhan ta áirithe agus ta láv a sá sa chófar agat ar hóch bláiste, hágta ar chligan Alfredo Garcia. Léhan ta eile is tuí mondar nála, Fiauriti dutch dubagan as a veta colp and down elu. Scotchy agus canapa an ein a casa, kivni ta erne shay vilun, nuk barha sa kipalka. Augustiha, na kirchini taringha, is an glas arandurus, vrata slan, tu fein is the hurum. Bacoma cavage gale scanruel a clowny pistjock it pligan. Your tavriu dutch and thrumni sho, ficoni earth in main lahas, tu fein is the corum, fui riotus ein taufa, a cavniok gok seranok, iwad o herlana, ir nejak vudashi. And just check that. I read another poem from that collection. This is a poem which has its inspiration in a Russian poem by Marina Tsvetaeva, the Russian poet. And she has a poem about saying, we shall not escape hell, my sisters, because they had fun. They danced with pirates, they danced naked, they danced under the full moon, and they abandoned their children and their housework, etc., etc. So this is putting a spin on that poem in the context of the women who were infected with this anti-D product. Sisters, after Marina Tsvetaeva, we have not escaped hell, though we had accepted our lot, the chores apportioned to us, nor were we lured from the cradles of our children to bonfires lit by vagabonds, as we leaned over those same cradles, innocent as the children in them, the vagabonds stole up to us. Never fear, fine spinners, good housekeepers. It isn't we who are renowned for slovenly needlework, nor is there any point thinking during those sleepless nights what hand fate would have dealt us had we not accepted our lot. Had we danced naked under the stars, would we have been punished just the same? Our eyes are dry, our livers gnawed, hair has fallen from our heads, flesh has been clawed from our bones. Definitely, dear sisters, we have not escaped hell. A Grifuraka Gilsha, Molain, near Ireling Elo as Ifrin, Kegur Glockmich Lenarawin Ondoin, Nadulgish Arinu Uring, Ni Shinna Amala Och Leowan Arnasor, Hik Chinta Knob Nam Ligard, Eg Krumakon Nad Leowan Kena, Ko Lanabi Leshna Lani Untu, Beidna Bligard Echelti Aeneas Hugginia. Is Mahas old Eve of Vanabrashaka, Gurt then Skoh Argius, is not doing is dual clue, Zedruk over Snohaja. Ken what doing a howlu, Snahihinta consumed, Ker the Harlok, Domek and Dara Rao Agin, Don now so much Lumnot Queen Arelti, and Ginfi and Kion Kena Urning, Juga Najora Darsula, Tarimiu on a Gruk Dar Gligana. Shraku on Yol Darganova, Knifer de Hir Arneana, Gujevan, a Grifur Kajilcha, near Iri Ling, Ulu as Ifrin. I'll read two poems now out of an unpublished book which is called Ivragar Rilk in Response to Rilk. And I wrote these in Paris. During a residency in the Centre Culturel Irlandais, and it was in response to Rilke's French poems. Like, Rilke obviously is very well known as a German language poet, but he wrote about 500 poems in French also, and what I've done is I've responded to the poems in one of those collections, My Gracion de Force, and so I'll read these now. These are quite different now to the others, I think. And the little quotes at the beginning of each poem are from a poem by Rilke. And I'll read them in English first, and then I'll read the Irish original with the French quote. The wind. But the night murmurs the wind, and I weep in my bed, I know it. It is easy to blame the wind, even as you stand up to it. The petals of the daisies whisper its secret, and the rain sprays my coat in reiteration. You call to me across the void, but I cannot hear you. The wind lifts your words, curving them to a question mark that asks, why are you standing there? Ennui. Mais la nuit murmure, Levant et je pleure dans mon lit, je la sais. Is esca an luck de lagan eramui, few ugs unfold a chasuf ugut. Shisken pitul na nonini arun, is spray all an unvosht up mokota lena apra. Glean to uram haran voluntus, och nil me anon to a chrishtal, scuban an hui dovrivra, aluba in a cora keshta. A Ephraim, Tigga a will to with Chasif and Shim. This is a poem from the same collection. I read this actually recently on Arena, and so some people have heard. Tune. take me by the hand, for you it's so easy. Angel, you are the road, even as you stand still. You summon me, and I don't know whether to run or stay as I am. You must be lonely, standing there on your own. Perhaps I should light a candle, fill the room with carnations, invite you in over the threshold. At times, I feel lonely too, abandoned here. Not because I didn't use to advantage what was bestowed on me, but because I did my very best on its behalf. There was a time we could have scattered our tune to the four corners, but life's libretto hoisted its sail, and I was drowned by its chord. Perth. Prends-moi par la main, c'est pour toi si facile. À Angle, is tu en road, few agus tu id lawn stod. Glean tu urn, is nilis agam chorre, no fanat soccer. Cahi guil tu uigna, it chasif an shin it einer. Shans ker cor, linial alasa, an shomra alina le coronaca, curra a horch dutch haran tarsha the stock. Scotchy, braham fain uigna. Gertregu and Shopme, ni mar nor Kerme con Tarva, Erbruno Urum, Ochmargan Yarname, Machacht Nihil, Erahon. Thra, Dedemish Arbert Escapa, Hignacara Horda, Och Croc, Lavrog on Tail Asho, is Bow, Egaporda May. I read, this is one of the books that Julie mentioned, Curramach Shopdom Riddle Me This. The title poem from it I wrote in Slovenia during a residency, and I have books in it that are poems that I wrote in Portugal during a residency, but I'm going to read one now from Paris. And down near the Centre Culturel Irlandais, there is the Musée Cluny. And in the Musée Cluny, there are these tapestries of the lady and the unicorn. And they feature the five senses and a sixth sense, Amon Sol Désir. And there's the lady and the unicorn, and there's all animals and plants in these. And I suppose up till this book, I was sort of more of an urban poet, but this book is full of animals and plants and things. So I'll read one of those poems. I'll read the one, Touch. Touch. She stands up straight, stretching her hand out towards the standard, tentatively at first, until she realizes it's only a support that says who she is, where she's from, who her people are. She rests her hand on the horn of plenty, the forbidden horn, the horn of desire that rises up, proffers itself to her, says, take me, I am yours. She is free and yet not free. She could follow her heart's desire or go the way her family intends. Notice the boldness in her face now that she has touched the bone, the pure hard bone that waits for her answer. Shasan Shigu Kail Jirok, a love of Shina Amok Eki Idro and Veriga, but Triliok Erdus, but Dictor Jean Akwil An Aktaka Ajer, Kerab Isha, Kerab Asji, Kehiat Amwincher, Lagan Shi a love Ella or Ark Neflursha, an Ark Koshka, Ark Namanamarka, a Irian in Orja. All Tarishkin's fane, a jer, Lachlan is Latsame, Tashi Ser is Nilshi, Jetakshi and Manamark a Lanawint, no Imok Satro a Wilsul egam Winchur Lesh, Brani and Donacht in a Gunush, Tareshji and Knob a Hile, an Ear Knob Yin a Anan er a Fragra. I'll read out this book now, Abita Risha, Alphabet of an Age. I was talking to Maria about this earlier. The alphabet genre is a Polish genre, and I'll just see what it says. It's a Polish genre that invites the author to discuss what he or she has observed during his or her life. Usually written in prose, it has here been adapted to poetic form. Autobiographical sketches and accounts of the famous are often the subject of the genre. Okay, so I've taken liberties with that. And this book, the original book is in Irish, so it focuses on the 16 letters of the alphabet that are originally associated with the Irish alphabet. Like, there are more letters in it now, like, say, letters like V, for instance, that come into it. But originally, there were only 16 letters in it. So let's see now. This one here. I don't know if any of you were watching, there was a series on about Einstein there recently on National Geographic. And I've only seen a bit of it myself now, but I helped record it. And this is a poem, this is the I poem. And it's about Milena Marić, Mileva Marić. She was Einstein's first wife. And it is supposed that she worked with him on the theory of relativity, and she signed the first document when it was first proven. So this would be the kind of, a lot of my work I've been focused on sort of writing about women in particular, sort of putting their lives on record, if you like. I suppose this is, I'm doing this here, although I'm not entirely sure, but apparently this woman did sign the document, so it is, I am putting it on record, and it is true. In relation to each other, to Mileva Marić, Einstein's first wife. And what was spinning in her head the day she signed her name at the bottom of the page? Did she understand how important the theory was? Much more important than any other, that she and her true love seated opposite would prove, affirming to the world a brand new formula of physics. And later, lying by his side, his voice in her ear, confessing how he felt about her in relation to the way she felt about him, she must have thought of the life she would like to lead from then on in the context of the present in which they were. And perhaps when she shared her dream with him, the other pages on which they would sign their names, her innocence assaulted the prism of his heart, and she saw in the diffraction of light the spectrum of lonely years that stretched ahead of her, affirming to the world the same old formula of forgetfulness. I givnes a chéile, do Mileva Marić, an ché bán de chuid Einstein. Agus cairdhili a cosa in a cligan, an lá ar vrach si a hanam ag bun an lahani, ar hig si cae cotal docus a bhi an teoric, I wad nis thawag di na ein teoric ela a crohoidish, I fein as a grogial, sitcha os a coramach, ag jevnu dun daun, erlinda ernua na physica, agus an ali paid leis nis jeremy, ava Leonard Lewis, a cubshinu ji when we are brasha guhi, the gumnis napi are brash shisha kuisan, kahi gur kibni shi arm sail, for why lay torch we why shinamak, the gohex na loirukta in a roshi, of his chance, nor a rhyme shi a hashling lesh, na lahni ella arm rapidish anam napa, gur hig a sonantok fui frisma a kri. Is go wakashi I ni reina an tullish, spectrum na mnienta einaraka a vi rimpi amak, ag jevnu dun daun, urimla chanan chéna na ji chivna. Yeah. It's okay. So you have got a more personal poem. This one is for B, Bulla an Vishmi Ion, and the scent of wild mint. So this was written in the September equinox of 10 years ago, this coming September, and was on a visit to Sardinia, the first time I've been to Sardinia where my son has settled. And on this visit, I was shown this tiny little scan with an image of my granddaughter to be on it. And so, yeah. That's all I need to say about that. The scent of wild mint for Celia Oak. I might not have realised that Sunday was the date on which night equaled day had I not heard it mentioned. Not a day that heralds a change in season or a night when spirits call, but a balance between one order and the other, a time I can hear the sea when dream enfolded, because your heart is beating on a tiny photo, making the future certain as the short evenings that lie ahead. Fresh as the scent of wild mint, solid as that bridge built by the Romans. Bulla an Vishmi Ioin, the Celia Oak. Shans not digging Gurve and Donok, and thought the Arab Unan law is Icha, Murukur Hulame Coverage though. Ni law a Ogri and Akru Seishur A, now Icha a Duggan the spirit Kurch Ari. A corpum ither or the wan is ord ella. Am a meam anon an ariga a flishdol of his may he mocklin ring loja. Margawil the crecia a gula er green graphin. A yenin co kincha cana an calpi, leshna tranon to gara a mock roin. Co poor la bulla an vishmi yoin. Co dangan leshandrihit und a hoag na roani. I should say in Sardinia, like, there's a lot of very old prehistoric buildings and a lot of Roman buildings also. I'll read this one. This is D, Derval. It's inspired by the myth of Derval, which is in a part of the town, part of one of the northern stories. And Derval, she came from the far north and she took on the form of a bird. She was flying over Ireland and Cú Chulainn was out and he shot her down, and then he saved her life and she fell madly in love with him and wanted to marry him, and he said he was already spoken for, but she could get married to his pal Lúlli Lábhada, which she did, and she was hugely talented and hugely capable, so much so that all of the other women in the court hated her and murdered her in the end. So I describe her as Derval, so wife of Louis, one of the first immigrants to this country. When your ice hair thawed and your arctic pelt shed its flakes onto the wind bushes, nothing prepared you for the coldness of the welcome. Not only did the other women covet your beauty and your grace, they despised the strange way you had of attending to your chores, not to mention the man you had stolen from them. They challenged you to take part in one of their rituals and watched as the temperate air drew from you a lake big enough to wash over their sins. You can no longer smell their hate or see the fear in their eyes. And when you feel your lover's embrace, your words can find no tongue to beg him not to avenge you. Derval, Ban Louis. Dinadan a cade immerki con a jirisho. Nor a cuscri the robe ruig is a cough the kraken arco a caloga or achen na hocha. Nor a quinya or bihogt the fult na falcha a curu rot. Nihawan Gurhanuhi Namana Ella dot Ayak is dot the grass. Be groin aku erangui ashtak vi agat, let quorum arasco, gon trocht erangbar a witch to uva. Kershit duklan foot, parch a glock a gyandam naskanaha, agus conakatus doiv, lock sock more than a small a knee, a harling wet a ganair shave. Nibituan an bolu da vua nismo, na an fatius a ekol in a sula, is nor a vrahan tu barog de lanain, nil de kuch fokal in an de chianga a aimshu, le hakan ier, gan giotis a winchamach. And I'll finish, I'll read one last one now. This is the title one, Alphabet of an Age, and it's kind of asking, what's it all about? What are we doing here? What are we doing in this life? And once again, Gurmila Mahabhav, thank you all for being such a good, kind audience and for bearing with me. And here we go. Alphabet of an Age. What is age? The time during which I live, dates that span two millennia, a pocket where secrets hide, or one so empty it flaps in the wind. What age am I? Figures that appear on a page, dates that anchor me, moments with certain others, carefully constructed for the camera lens. Watch the candle burn as I search for answers. Listen as the chimney drinks the smell of wax and the shutters rattle against the night. Answers will outlive me only if I ransack that pocket of time, claw out its secrets, sift them into letters, to fashion into words. Tabitha Isha, Kerdus Ish An, Antrefsha in a Wilconi Urum, Dauti a Frosni in a Gaw of Elish, Poka in a Wil Ruin Evoluk, No Kyan Ko Fulashin Gumulan Shay Lagui. Cain ish me, figuri a favriter ar par, dauti a yenan me a ganganu, no me di janta dini oriha, crahia gukuramak a glinsa an chamra, brani an quinyul e do, agus fragri a gordak agam, eisht a da olan an shimler bolan na kerak, is a prihen na coli I gulia na hiha, fani na fragri in yea, Akawan ma rabam am poka shin ama, ek ji ailaka arun, as kagoka litraka, le fukal a yen of ji.